Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of The Greg Hill Show is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Make a habit of it.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
With the 137th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Bailey Zappe, quarterback, Western Kentucky.
Chime playing the role of Chris Curtis this morning in his lead and asking, what are we doing when it comes to Bill and the draft this weekend? I guess a good question.
Absolutely wild weekend for the Patriots.
Especially with that pick.
Well, I mean, you could say goodbye to the Stidhams, I would guess.
Right.
Their time may have ended here in New England, Instagram-wise and otherwise. Mr. and Mrs. Stidham, maybe bidding the region a fond farewell. But
so is that going to be your reasoning for that pick, say goodbye to the Stidhams?
I don't know.
Because you don't draft.
I don't know what the reason for any of the picks are, other than you're rebuilding a football team.
Well, I think Shime said this on our text message, and I agreed with it over the weekend. You don't draft a quarterback in the first fourth round if you don't potentially see that guy getting on the field one day. But if you
have, because it's a waste of a pick.
Yeah, and especially if you have a quarterback that you drafted in the first round the year prior. Look at every team: Jacksonville, the Jets, Cincinnati, and Chicago all drafted quarterbacks last year in the first round. Mm-hmm. None of them drafted a quarterback until the only quarterback that went, I think Brock Purdy went in the seventh round. Why would you waste a fourth round pick on a quarterback that, you know, had unbelievable success in college football when you already have a guy?
It does seem odd. I mean, you're right.
And Shine brought up a great point.
What?
On the text message. Shime, what did you say?
I said Mac Jones is going to be on a short leash. Warren Sharp even tweeted out. He said, the only time since 1990 that a team drafted a top 15 quarterback and then used another pick on a quarterback the next year in the top 140 was Houston, when they had Derek Carr and then got some guy named Dave Rangone. Don't even know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen because teams know that they have their quarterback. So why then go draft another quarterback the next year? There's no point. You could, if you want a backup quarterback, you can just pick one up off the scrap heap.
So Bill makes that pick. You think Mac Jones is hearing footsteps or is full of anxiety like Courtney?
I would think so.
Well, so as much as I may not like Mac Jones, to me, it more so screams similar to the Jimmy Garoppolo pick against Tom Brady, right? It's almost a way to light a fire under his ass and make him and try and make him even better, right? I think that is the way most Patriots fans and probably the organization.
That's the way Bill looks at it,
exactly,
probably, right?
Yeah, it may not be the way Wiggy and I look at it because we want to see something different at the quarterback position, but I think that's how the organization looks at it.
It also must suck for Mac because every single person who's talked about this guy has said, I love this guy. I love this guy. So for Mac Jones, I think it'll work in his favor. I do think the anxiety worries me a bit because he does his breathing exercises without having this person, you know, chomping at the bit behind him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having a hungry guy directly out of college that wants to make an impact immediately, mm-hmm. that's going to do something for him.
But doesn't that, if you are a guy who is a high anxiety, high stress guy, doesn't that you looking always over your shoulder, especially when you're a rookie? It's one thing if you're Tom Brady and you've been in the league a bunch of years, or if you're a veteran quarterback and you feel like the position has been solidified as mm-hmm. yours. That's one thing. But when you're a guy who's still trying to like put a stranglehold on the position, and yeah. they, you know, if I was in that position, I would be like, all right, well, why the hell would you draft a quarterback? You got me already. Yeah. Why do you need to draft somebody in the fourth round?
And but Hoyer is, how old is Hoyer, 55?
He's 16? Pretty old.
I mean, you have to do something, I guess, if you're Bill, when it comes to having a somewhat of a backup.
A legitimate backup.
Yeah, but look at the backups, though. Look at the backups. Look at backup quarterbacks in the NFL. When you have a young guy, backup quarterbacks are generally older veterans.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they can be an additional coach.
And right. we're all frauds because when they got rid of Cam, we said that was good for Mac because Mac didn't have to be looking over his shoulder. That was going to be good for him right. and his growth. So now that he does have a guy that he's going to have to worry about.
And when you have a lot of times when you look, teams don't really want to, you know, waste necessarily picks on backup quarterbacks, especially younger backup quarterbacks. It's one thing to get one late. But if you get one in that fourth round, the same way we thought with Jarrett Stidham, okay, eventually this guy is going to get the opportunity to play. That's why you get him. Mm. You know, you could sit on him for a few years, but you expect him to be a competitor, to be able to compete for the starting position.
To Bill's credit, he has always drafted backup quarterbacks. Like mm-hmm. He's drafted the most quarterbacks in the NFL, tied with only the Jets since like 2010. And that's because what he does is he drafts them, he finds value, and then he flips them for better value later on. And that's right. probably what this is. Ultimately,
most
exactly
cases
what
he
this
wants
is.
To. Jimmy Garoppolo, he didn't want to flip him, but
exactly. Wait. And but you look at Matt Castle, he flipped for a pick. Jimmy G, he flipped for a pick. You can go down the line. He's flipped a bunch of them. Or even he got a pick for Ryan Mallett.
I was going to say, did he drafted Ryan Mallett.
Yeah. yeah. And but, so ultimately, Bailey Zappe will be that. I just think Bailey Zappe has a lot more talent than a lot of those guys he's drafted previously.
So it makes it interesting.
Yeah, so it makes it a little
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. All right. Curtis is off. He'll be back on Wednesday. Friday morning, we will be doing the show from New Hampshire for the third road show of the spring-summer season. Mm. We're going to be at the CCBA Fitness Center, which is in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The turnout Friday was extraordinary in Rhode Island. No disrespect to Springfield, but it was probably, I don't know, ten times the turnout yeah. on Friday in Rhode Island. So New Hampshire has a lot to show up for Oof. On Friday
mm-hmm.
if they want to outdo Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult going forward for any market to outdo Rhode Island. I have a lot of faith in Worcester.
Beachcomber, I think, will draw a crowd.
The Cape and the Beachcomber and Wellfleet, which is coming up in June, yes. Polar Park and the Wormtown Beer Garden is where we'll be in Worcester on June 1st. But before that, we will be in Lebanon, New Hampshire with Governor Sununu for an hour on the show this Friday from 7 until 8. That's my governor, Governor Sununu. So if you are caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937, you have the pleasure of speaking with our operations manager here at WEEI, the lifeguard, Ken Laird. We can go to the Ken Cam right now and watch Ken as he prepares himself to answer the phone. And he's doing the call screening this morning because he does whatever it takes to get the job done around here. And so, I mean, that's a manager.
Yes.
That's a guy mm-hmm. who can be in a high-level budget meeting one moment, yep. and he can be answering the phone on the Ken Cam in the... Now, it's not fair to... That thing wasn't up there before, the Greg Hill fathead. That was not up there before.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't?
That. No, that wasn't there. But
no job
that.
Is too big or too small for the guy, though.
That is correct. So there he is on the Ken Cam taking a caller and
Mask and all.
If that, you get if
that fat head is tough for you.
You don't like that fat head?
Well,
you know, I'm happy with it. I'm okay
with it.
You look
great in it.
My head is fat. I mean, what else?
Welcome to the club.
Why deny
it? You look jolly.
Huh?
You look jolly.
I'm a jolly person.
Yeah, you have a little glint in your eye.
Yeah, you know, I always do. I'm pretty happy. It takes a lot to get me upset. So anyway, VIP passes get you a couple seats, and they get you breakfast at the CCBA Fitness Center. What are we doing? Like smoothies? Like a Shakeology? Maybe. Is that what we're doing?
Acai bowls.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Fitness Center.
Lovely. That would be really nice.
They probably won't allow us to have legit breakfast.
Peanut butter on rice cakes.
Oh, acai bowls, Wiggy? Yeah,
it's probably going to be like avocado toast or something like that. I probably can't have Eggs Benedict at the Fitness Center on Friday morning.
Why not?
Although I would like to.
The fried chicken sandwiches nice probably
yeah,
won't
probably,
make it.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, we would love to see you. I hope you all come out. I say this all the time, but just a quick reminder, you don't have to have VIP passes to come out, as was evidenced on Friday. We had 125 people there on Friday morning at 6 a.m. So you can join us on Friday in New Hampshire, and I hope you will. And we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Marloni and Fourier, weekdays 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And reminder, Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate your mom at the 99 and treat her to delicious specials like the sirloin and baked stuffed shrimp combo or their colossal or hot buttered lobster rolls. The 99, always the real deal. A loss for the Celtics in Game 1 against the Bucks, 101-89, your final from the Garden yesterday. Jason Tatum had 21 points. He led the Seas. And Jaylen Brown, a no-show, 12 points for him. Here's what Tatum had to say about his teammates' tough game.
I mean, we all had a rough night. Nobody should hang their heads down. We're in this together, right? All that matters is if you win or if you lose. I got all the faith in the world in JB. It'll be better game too. We all, you know, expect to play better. Can't change what happened tonight. Just got to get ready for the next one.
What do you think about Marcus Smart?
What do you mean?
Do you think,
you talk about injury thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think he looks beaten.
It was like a dual injury, too. He was just beat up everywhere.
The shoulder bumps.
I do like the green hair, though.
Me, too.
I'm thinking maybe I'll do that to make sure that the Celtics get a win. Or maybe...
Ooh, a show of solidarity.
Maybe Courtney could do that.
I'm good.
I can't do that. I have a wedding coming up.
Didn't bring it up. You did. Thank you. Had a shower this weekend. Haven't talked about it once.
How was the wedding shower?
It was great. I will say that I might be going private on Instagram because people don't know how to send a DM. Hey, guys, if you're going to trash talk somebody on the interwebs, make sure that you're sending it to the correct person because sending me a DM trash talking me, random girl.
Oh, what was she? What was she?
She's like, saw the dress. Not sure how I feel about it. I'm like, I like it. I bought it. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
No.
And she sent that accidentally right to you.
No response back after she realized.
Well, maybe she does crickets. Like it, but she's not. Doesn't really know how she feels about it in the moment.
Yeah, please. Please.
Yeah, it looked like a good time.
It was. It was a great time. Feel very loved.
Yeah.
That's why I have a pep in my step this morning.
Good. Excellent. Were you able to watch the game yesterday with Santo?
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't care about seeing Pat Connaughton or anything like that.
No, they went to high school together. They
should sprinkle some cocoa juice on Patty C because
I need to be in the arena to do so. Greg had about 10 tickets to yesterday's game. I didn't get the nod.
He was pretty good.
Hit a couple big threes, man.
He did.
He's very good. Very talented.
Yeah, he did.
You know who's not showing their talents currently? The Sox, because they finished their series with the Orioles yesterday, dropping that 2-1. A tough month of April, now bleeding into May. They're off tonight. Hopefully, they can rebound tomorrow. But the Bruins, they kick off their postseason tonight in Carolina, Game 1 against the Hurricanes. And Bruce Cassidy named himself a starting goalie for Game 1.
Allmark. I mean, he's gotten better as the year went on, so you could say that's part of competition, part of getting comfortable being a Bruin. We've had both goalies play almost equal amount of games and minutes. He trended very well for us, Steve. I mean, we want to be playing your best hockey as the playoffs near, and I think he would certainly say he is.
That's the right choice. Shime, you said it last week, one of your leads.
It's 100% the right choice. I mean, he has been hot as a pistol even before he got hurt and then since he came back from that injury. He's been great. I think this is the right call because I think Swayman has the confidence to come off the bench if for some reason Omar stumbles.
What's the leash, though? Right? So I like the fact that he names a guy. Now, what is the leash for this guy? Like, so say they lose this game.
They lose both down there. Are you suggesting that you're going to see Swayman?
How he loses, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know, but that's my point with Cassidy. Like, let's say they lose this game 4-2, right? And he's kind of like, you know, he's good, but he's not great. Does he then go in game two with Swayman?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think he'll go game two with Omar. Like, he has to get shelled, like 5-0.
Okay.
To not start game two, in my opinion.
I'm not worried about goaltending. I'm worried about, the only thing I'm really worried about is a power play. That's the only thing I'm really,
really?
Worried about. Yes.
That's it, huh? The power play has struggled, though, in the past in the playoffs.
Well, what are you worried about?
I think I'm worried.
I think you've got the same kind of luck, essentially, when it comes to the Hurricanes that you theoretically had with the Bucs when it comes to a big, you got a big advantage because of the goaltending thing with the Hurricanes.
Right, but that's what I'm worried about, goaltending. And I'm only worrying about it is, does Cassidy play mind games if they're not performing well, because these are two guys that have zero playoff experience. So how do they, react to maybe some, because we talked to Milbury.
You have enough, when it comes to guys who are veteran leaders on that team with not only playoff experience, but Stanley Cup winning experience. You have Bergeron, you have Marchand, you have guys who have done it. I think you have plenty of leadership on that.
Yeah, but my X factor in the series, though, I'm telling you, I think it's Jake DeBrusk. Mm. I think this kid's going to have, if the Bruins win this series, Jake DeBrusk is going to have like 3 or 4 goals in the series.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
I worry a little bit about injuries, too, just because they have suffered with so many at the end of the season. I know they're good right now, but I think it's a quick turnaround for everybody to remain healthy in this type of stretch.
Yeah. All right.
But Puck Drop is at 7 p.m. tonight, so make sure to tune into that. But here is Shime in the Weather Center.
Thank you, Courtney. Good morning, Boston. Currently right now, 48 degrees and partly cloudy. Cloud's going to last all day until it starts raining a little bit, actually right around dinner time at 5 o'clock for Greg. The high today, though, is 55. The weather brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com.
401 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'll read this text verbatim. $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation if Greg will set a PR deadlift on Friday at the CCBA Fitness Center. I will.
Has to happen now.
Wow.
I'm trying to go back to, when it comes to throwing up the iron, trying to go back to what my previous PR was deadlift-wise.
Right. What would that number be?
I think it was one plate on each side. What's that?
So that's 135.
135?
Yeah.
I think I could beat that. I think I could go
you
150.
Got this.
I think I could go one. I think I could go. No. I used to, I mean, when I was peak physical condition.
Peak physical condition.
Throw a couple 25 plates on there.
Okay.
Are we talking dead?
You said deadlift.
Are we talking flat or incline bench?
Oh, God.
No, I used to spend a lot of time on the incline.
Deadlift? He said deadlift. So meaning you pick it up from the floor.
That could be an issue with my back.
Do you know when it seems
can
like
somebody help me pick it up and then I just hold it? Or do I have to go down and then come up?
No. It seems like with your peak performance, it seems like you're not really sure what deadlift is. So, because you're like bench, flat, incline.
Yeah, I want to go bench.
All right, that would be bench press.
Okay.
Now, is it incline or flat bench?
Incline's harder. So.
I do incline and decline.
So
I've actually been declining for several years when it comes to my workouts.
How about we meet right in the middle and go flat bench?
Flat bench.
So you said 135 was your peak.
I'm going to need you there.
Okay, I can spot you.
You're going to be my spotter.
Right.
I'm going to need your help getting it up.
All right. So, okay.
Save that drop. I don't know. We'll work on what the number is.
So you,
I'm going to go with maybe start with just the 10 pound plates.
Okay.
Just give me a little quick. So is it reps? 60... Do reps matter?
No, it's just one.
One rep.
One rep.
What was your lift when you were peak playing?
Probably about 415.
415.
Bench press. Right.
Wow. That was your max?
Yeah.
One rep.
Hot damn. That's
one rep.
One rep, 415.
Yeah,
max.
But that was a long time ago.
I don't know if I can get to that. Maybe by the end of the
no,
show.
No, but if you said 150 is a good one.
Yeah, 150 is probably good.
Yeah, 150 should be
a couple
good.
Reps on that. Yeah. All right. Well, see, you know what? We'll see how much I get to. Maybe we'll do $100 for anything over 150.
Yeah, but
maybe
you don't want to gas out, though. See, that's the problem.
I am. We need paramedics on site. Yes.
Yeah, don't gas out.
Nervous your heart's going to give out.
Don't be worried about it.
Don't go like a
very healthy person. I mean, it's a big joke on the show that I'm not healthy. I'm very healthy.
No, you're very active, too.
I'm very active.
Yeah.
Very healthy.
You've been slimming down.
Yeah, I'll be fine. All right. Friday Roadshow, CCBA Fitness Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
I want to see you work out for me. Work out hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No, man. I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing, or is it just a one-night stand? Well, then, let me see you get high and go low. I care, won't you drop that.
I see what you did there, Shime. Workout.
I want to watch you work out for me.
Friday morning at the CCBA Fitness Center in New Hampshire.
I have the perfect idea for this.
Oh, you do?
Perfect idea for this, because we were talking about how much weight you could throw up. Great idea, fellas. We have combine style bench press workout. Greg Hill versus Chris Curtis.
Wow! Not even, who can lift more?
We find a weight.
Please, dude.
We find a weight. Shine. We're gonna need a weight. In the combine, they use 225, so that is way too much. So we have to find a weight. The bar weighs 45
right?
pounds.
So I think I'm thinking a 25 pound plate on each side. So 95 pounds total.
I think I could do that.
I'm sure you could. I will embarrass Chris Curtis.
But here's the difference. It's not one time. It's as many reps as you can do. Like in the combine.
But have you seen my buys?
I have.
Have you seen my tries? Hell, let me. Do we have a tri cam?
We do have a tri cam somewhere.
Look at the.
More like tri tips.
look at the definition in the tries.
I'm looking for it. I just see a lot of hair on the
arms. And I'm not talking tricolore pasta. I'm talking about the tricep.
Did you just say calore?
What?
That is a douche move.
So look at the buys.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So 25 pounds. So a total of 95 pounds, Chime?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How many reps do you think you could do that for?
I bet 10.
That's it?
If Ken is coming, Ken, are you coming on Friday?
No, actually, Ken will be here because I will be long gone.
Nice, Shine.
Oh, where are you going?
Oh,
I'm going on a brief little vacation down to Myrtle Beach.
I thought you were coming here with us.
What is with everybody taking vacations? This is an important ratings period that we're in right now. I mean, you, Curtis, this is your second day off, I think, in as many weeks. You took a day off for the bachelor party.
Yeah, just one day off. This I'm taking a few days off for this one.
Because if Ken were going to be there, we could see if Ken could still bench press 300, which I believe is a well-documented.
There's no way he bench presses 300.
He said that on the old show.
Yeah, did you see photos of Ken when he was in high school?
Yeah, that was in high school.
But he was built. Like, yeah, but Ken high school. Was...
You know how long ago that was?
Yeah, that's when he could bench it.
Yeah, no, he said recently he could do 300.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see, because I think...
He's shaking his head.
I think Curtis backs out of it.
You think Curtis would back out of the liftoff?
Yeah, I think he would back out of the liftoff.
I think Greg automatically wins because Curtis hasn't had a child yet, so Greg still has dad strength. Curtis does not yet.
I have sick dad strength.
Yeah, so arm you wrestle. Automatically win.
Yeah, but his kids
Breeze
are
Hill
old
dared at one point, probably when he was getting all feisty, probably like a high school senior or something, dared to challenge me to an arm wrestle, destroyed him.
Right, but that's when he was in high school.
Him. I bet Breeze could lift a lot.
Yeah,
quite yeah, but that's when he was in high school. Like, Greg no longer has dad strength. It's one thing when your kid's a teenager and he's 15 in high school and you're arm wrestling. Yeah. But Breeze is now an adult.
Yeah.
So I would wonder, see, I think Curtis backs out. And just because maybe the embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
We should do the full, a texter says we should do the full combine workout on Friday. So run the 40.
Well, yeah, that somebody could really get hurt. The vertical. I think the bench press would be perfect because we're in the gym. I think, Shime, that's a good weight. How do you feel about 95 pounds?
I'm fine with that. I can get a lot of reps out of that. I'm not. Please, yes, a lot.
What's the number you think?
Say 10.
10? You think I can only do 10 reps?
I bet Greg could do 16.
Okay, 16.
Guarantee it.
Oh, we could take bets on it.
How many do you think Curtis can do?
Oof.
5.
Wow.
7.
This is John from Tiverton, Rhode Island. What's up, John?
Good morning, Greg. Hey. I just wanted to call and thank you, Wiggy, Courtney, Chris, and the rest of your crew for coming down to Rhode Island. I was there. I had a great time. It was just too bad that Shine didn't get to go because I know he would have gone to the ocean, Miss with Wiggy.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Damn right I would have.
Great bar. That's a beach bar.
That's a true beach bar.
That because that basically was in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, the water went right under the place.
Yeah. Well, we had a blast on Friday. I want to thank everybody who came out Friday. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Courtney and I stayed afterwards for a good period of time with everybody down there. Some great people.
I was proven wrong. You can get a delicious pizza out of a truck. The guy who was doing the pizza outside.
Yeah, Woodfellas
pizza. The great pizza name. Was delicious.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So.
Yeah, well, I hope if you do this again another time that you come back to Rhode Island because talking to a lot of people I know, they said, well, I would have gone if I would have known you were going down there.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a great time.
Well,
I want to thank you.
We were invited back down for summer to do like a beach show. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe in August or something, every Friday we could do a beach show because Wiggy loves the beach. He loves Hampton. And, you know, he'd probably like the beaches down there. So
yeah, I like a beach road show.
Maybe we'll work on that for August. But road show number 3 is Friday in New Hampshire. And I will give away another pair of VIP passes for that. At CCBA Fitness Center in Lebanon at 8:30 on today's show. So another pair of passes coming out. Oh, speaking of beach things, tonight, town meeting in Nantucket will vote on the nude beach proposal.
Hmm.
And we will be joined at 9 o'clock on today's show by the woman who is leading the charge when it comes to nude beaches on Nantucket. Her name is Dorothy Stover. And so she will call in and make the case for nude beaches on Nantucket at 9 on this morning show. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Huge battle brewing today in Cambridge. Bike lanes versus parking spaces.
The news.
People already are kind of hesitant to take home a nice wooden instrument on a rainy day.
Get rid of bikes. Bikes should be illegal.
Ban bikes.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Baseball card in your wheel. For enjoying a nice leisurely bike ride on a blue bike.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Northeast Men's Health now has 3 offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro.
I'm a yuppie on a blue bike.
On WEEI.
All right, Courtney, what do you want to start with news-wise this morning?
Let's start with Nancy Pelosi, who visited Kyiv over the weekend to meet with President Zelensky before going to Poland to meet with officials there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is showing support for Ukraine mm-hmm. as they continue to fight with Russia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here is a little bit of Pelosi and Zelensky meeting.
We believe that we are visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom, that we are on a frontier of freedom, and that your fight is a fight for everyone. And so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
Did you see when that bomb went off behind her and her face didn't move at all?
Oh, please.
The Well, that's nice that she's over there offering support.
Yes, very nice.
I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And we were talking about natural disasters at the top of the show, and I brought up wildfires because it's top of mind for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wildfires are being warned in Massachusetts by officials because...
Officials are warning about wildfires.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've reported 41 wildfires in the state in the last week.
Jeez, new irrational fear for you. Never mind kidnapping.
That's crazy. The weather hasn't been crazy hot or anything.
Imagine if your wedding dress caught on fire before the wedding. What would happen?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I would have to get another.
But don't most wildfires stop because of somebody doing something stupid?
Yes.
You mean like cigarettes or something?
Yeah, like cigarettes or some, you know.
Yeah. Well, the big one in California was started by a gender reveal party.
Stop with the gender reveals.
Yes, yeah. But,
so is that really considered a natural disaster?
Oh, that's true.
Because when I'm thinking top five natural disasters, I'm thinking...
The things that you choose to debate are somewhat interesting.
Right, but when I think of natural disaster, I don't think of something that is man-made.
Yeah,
yeah, but not all wildfires are man-made.
Right.
But what would be
sometimes it's like a tumbleweed that it's a really hot day and it
catches.
Right,
but what would be the majority of those tumbleweeds?
I don't know. You have to ask Smokey the Bear. We don't have any idea. But anyway, the story is that they're warning you to be careful of wildfires.
In Massachusetts.
It's going to rain today, so that'll probably help, right?
Yes, that will definitely help.
All right.
And have you guys ever been on one of those pedal pubs? You get on a little contraption that you pedal, but you're also drinking while you're on it. It's like really big in Nashville or Atlanta.
Big for the Bachelor.
Oh,
massive for the Bachelor. Yeah. It's so fun.
Like you sit sideways.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in Atlanta, one got turned over. They were coming into a turn a little hot, like me driving you on the highway the other day.
Yeah.
Coming in hot, the guy who was running it, who is in charge of steering, he was arrested for a DUI.
Oh.
15 people injured.
Wait, he was working, I'm assuming. And
he's running the pedal pub.
Came into work a little overserved.
Or he was maybe drinking with the
bachelorettes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's more that.
Yeah, because
did people get hurt?
15 people injured.
15 people got hurt when the thing
flipped. Well, because if you think about it, they're very high off the ground.
Yeah.
So if I'm thinking that thing tumbles over, that's a big fall for a lot of people. A DUI for the guy who was steering. We can hear from Nabil Musa, whose wife was one of the victims.
They were on it for a bachelorette trip, and she just said it flipped over. It was turning a certain direction. I don't know which one. And then they were on the opposite side, so it flipped on one side.
Well, I didn't know you could get a DUI for a pedal bike.
Well, think about it. If you're steering, the guy who's running the show is steering the way that it's going, and he's drinking with the people, it's the same thing as driving a car.
Right.
So you're in the road.
Right, but if you're on a regular bike, a blue bike, and you're drunk.
I think you can get a DUI.
Yes, you can get it's like operating under the influence.
Yeah.
Party hero at the bachelorette party if you're able to keep your drink upright and not spill anything when the thing flips.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I
hope the bride was okay.
All right.
An irrational fear in the news. When you think of coyotes, Nahant is not a place that comes to mind.
Right.
Well, they are saying that coyotes are on the rise in Nahant. A lot of coyotes being spotted around. We can hear from one resident, Suzanne Walsh.
One jumped out of the seagrass. On another occasion, there was a herd of them.
Mm. And I don't know if you saw it on the West Coast.
The California
thing? I saw that.
Yes, the toddler.
Can we talk about that for a moment?
Yes.
This, and you know what? I should have mentioned this to Amen, our vice president of Twitch services, because it was on my mind this weekend. This coyote attacked a little toddler on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, Amen, if you can find the video of this in California, his mom is standing right there with her other kid, doesn't even notice her little toddler being mauled by the coyote. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. The kid was behind her.
Yeah, but you don't hear anything, or you're not looking at the kid or whatever?
I have
The sound thing to me would be the first indicator that something might be.
Well, I mean, I guess the ocean waves are loud or whatever, but.
And did the kid scream? We don't know if the kid.
I would assume
the kid I would think the kid was screaming.
Yeah, well, I guess officials did euthanize that coyote. They found
the
coyote, But there's the video.
Look at that. Look at the mom. This is on the Twitch feed right now. The coyote is mauling that poor little kid. If you can, go back to that again. Amen. So the mom is right there with the other kid, and that kid gets mauled by the rabid coyote. It's terrifying.
And dragged, too.
Yeah.
I would think if I'm the mom and I see it maybe coming down the beach, I would think it was a dog. You're not expecting to see a coyote on the beach.
Well, clearly she's focused on the other kid and that's close to the water.
Right.
So, and you know, if I've had multiple kids, your main focus is keeping an eye on the one near the water.
Right.
If you know the other one's kind of playing behind you, and maybe now you're always supposed to check if it's like driving a car every, you know, couple of seconds, you should be looking behind him. But that was crazy. That it seemed like the kid was fine when he bounced up.
Yeah.
Do you think it's right to euthanize the coyote?
Hell yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
But well, you are out in the wild.
You're on the beach.
I know.
So the beach is now the wild?
No, but the coyote is just doing coyote things.
Right.
Well, guess what? When you do coyote things on the beach, then that's an issue. Now,
if it's rabbit, it's also not just doing coyote things.
Well, I don't think
they
said it was rabbit. They didn't determine it was rabbit. I just said that.
Like, if you're hiking in the mountains and you get attacked by a coyote, all right, that's one thing. You're in that coyote's environment. But if
there are coyotes at Carson Beach all the time.
That's new, though. That's in your hood, South
Boston. I mean, they're all over the place.
But I feel like anytime an animal starts to get closer and closer to where people congregate a lot, then yes, those animals need to be put down.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news, including Florida, not like the rest of us, which includes audio today from the greatest lawman in the United States of America, my sheriff, Sheriff Grady Judd. He is the greatest sheriff ever in the history of sheriffs. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Curtis off today and tomorrow, recharging the batteries. He'll be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow, a little Bruins Game 1 analysis from Andrew Razor Raycroft on this show. So Razor in here tomorrow. And we'll get to talk about Game 1 with the Canes tonight. But right now, back to Courtney and the news.
Well, I think that Apple should be worried less about going back into the office and more on their issues when it comes to AirTags. Because we've talked about it time in, time again. People are getting stalked because of AirTags that others are putting into their coat pocket, into their purse, whatever it may be.
Can you explain this to the boomer in the room again?
Yes.
What is the AirTag?
So it's a little device that Apple has created, and it's, you know, made for good.
Yeah.
So you could put it on your phone. So if you lose your phone, you can find your phone. You can track it.
Yeah.
You could put it on your computer, on your keys, on your toddler.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
People are using it to stalk others.
Right.
And a Tennessee family was at Disney World going back to their car when their phone picked up an AirTag that was on them. Obviously, they didn't put it there. Somebody else did while they were at the park, and they couldn't find it anywhere. So somebody was stalking them from leaving Disney World to their car. It's a real issue. This is happening to a lot of people.
That's disturbing.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
But it is for good, though, because if you have kids, you can put it in their jeans or in their sneakers, and God forbid something happens, you know where your kid is.
Yeah.
But they have to figure out a way that it's more secure.
They're not, though. That's the problem. You'll never be, if it's meant for you to track people, you'll never figure out a way to make it secure, because if there are criminals, they're going to figure out how to utilize it to their advantage. So it's just, you know, it's the thing you have to deal with when getting one.
Yeah. Here's the mom, Jennifer Gaston, who had an AirTag put on her and her family.
As she was refreshing it, it showed the AirTag was still in our parking spot at Disney. So upon us shaking our clothes and frantically dumping everything out of our bags, somehow it fell out. And she literally watched it in real time follow us from everywhere we were at that point, from the tram all the way back to our vehicle.
Who's the she?
The person that put the tag on them.
No, I think, is she talking about her daughter?
Oh, well, no.
Because I thought it was put on like her 17-year-old daughter.
They couldn't find it. Oh. So they shook out everything. But then when they drove away, they could see that the AirTag was still in their parking spot.
God.
So I'm just, it's
disturbing.
But it's a good thing for everybody out there listening that if you get a notification on your phone and you're like, that's weird, and you just X out, actually look through your coat pockets, your purses, your person to see if anything maybe was dropped on you.
You have one of those on Santo, right?
No, we just share our location because we have a healthy relationship.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. I don't need to do anything in secret.
Okay.
And John Ramsey, the father of JonBenet Ramsey, is asking the court to allow an independent agency to test DNA on the unsolved case.
Oh, I love it.
I do too. It's interesting where this was announced. He announced it at CrimeCon 2022 in Vegas. Never knew there was a CrimeCon.
Yeah.
Maybe buying tickets for next year. This is so up my alley.
Yeah.
I would go to listen to John Ramsey talk about what happened with JonBenet.
Yeah.
It's the most interesting case maybe of all time.
You think so? of your lifetime? Like the would you say the biggest unsolved mystery ever?
Ever. I don't even think my lifetime. I think ever.
Wow.
JonBenet, if you think about it, is the fact that she is still in the news today.
Yeah.
And pretty constantly.
Yeah.
It's not like she disappears for years.
When you have, there's a couple good documentaries on it. Have you, I'm sure you've watched all of them because you love true crime like I love.
The Brother, I mean.
Yeah. I think yes.
Yes.
But that's interesting that the dad, that he would do this if he felt like the brother did it.
Well, if you're a parent. Well, mm-hmm. They also think that the parents maybe
in on it
or know that the son did it, and
so
they
hid
it.
Why would he ask for the DNA to be analyzed?
Right. So maybe the brother didn't do it.
I don't know. It's so like it's crazy when you hear them talking on the phone, and like they analyze the brother in the background, like, and they're talking to him. I don't know.
So do they think?
And then they did like the whole ransom note thing and everything.
Yeah,
it's a crazy.
So do they think the brother? Because I mean, it's been so long ago. Like I only know bits and pieces about
it. She had watermelon in her system.
Yes.
Like she was eating a late night snack, and so there's a great documentary where they have new investigators kind of look at the case from start to finish, and they say they paint a picture. And it's not a good light for the brother, but it's basically saying that she maybe ate some of his snack and he flipped.
And he got upset about it.
And accidentally killed her and they covered it up.
But the fact that they have been able to cover this thing up is pretty amazing.
Or that somebody got into the house, murdered her, and got away with it is a whole nother. I mean, that's terrifying in itself. I slept in my parents' bed till I was about 12 years old.
Because of that?
Between that and Elizabeth Smart, I was terrified.
Well, that's why you have an irrational fear of being kidnapped.
Yes.
Well, because we don't know, like, do we even...
That's why you're giving your phone number out to random strangers.
It's so backwards. It's so backwards. I'm only scared when I'm, like, alone in my apartment. When I'm out there chatting with people.
Because we don't even know if she's dead, right?
She's dead.
She's dead. They found the body.
Oh, they found the body. Okay.
The body was in the basement.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
If he gets the DNA analysis.
Yeah. And how about DaBaby? He's in the headlines again, not for a good cause. Mm-hmm. He has been charged with a felony battery. The charges stem from December 2020, an incident with this guy, Gary Pager, who is 65 years old. He owns this mansion, and DaBaby and his team were filming a music video there. Mm-hmm. And there's video of DaBaby beating him up and his team. So he's being charged, but DaBaby has
now... Did you see the new video?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he posted a video, and the caption reads, "On today's episode of Let's Make DaBaby Look Like a Bad Person," he accuses Pager of being a proud white supremacist. The video, he is yelling racial slur.
Oh, yeah.
So DaBaby is tired of being the bad guy, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Well, that was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Well, Florida, they're not like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Sheriff Grady Judd is back at it again after a sheriff's volunteer officer was caught selling prescription pills out of a patrol car. Here's what he had to say.
That's not right.
I am hotter than a bear butt on a tin roof in August. Our undercover says, "You in the popo car?" He goes, "Yeah." He won't be in it for long, but he's in it now.
So the dude was selling pills out of the cruiser?
Yes.
And he's got a volunteer? Caught. And he's a volunteer.
A volunteer sheriff.
Okay.
And so the undercover cops went to the patrol car, bought these prescription pills off of him, got him.
Yeah.
And that's what Sheriff Grady Judd had to say about one of his own.
Yeah. Right.
Volunteer, but one of his own.
Well, he's right about the bear butt. I mean, I'm assuming that's, I mean, I guess.
Pretty hot on a tin roof.
It gets pretty warm down there, I guess. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Well, you guys, do you remember what Wiggy said you had to do if you came face to face with a black bear?
I don't remember because he gives 10 different pieces of advice.
You're supposed to get big.
I'm so confused about it now. I would respond in the absolute wrong way. But yeah, okay.
Black bear, you're supposed to get big.
Yeah.
And a couple in Florida was outside their small house with a Dachshund. A dachshund, if you will, mm-hmm. a wiener dog, mm-hmm. small little boy, a long boy. And they came face to face with a black bear who charged at them.
Mm.
The doorbell cam caught the entire thing. Yep.
Okay.
Here's Jason Smith, who lived to tell the tale.
The dog was already nervous about something. My wife came back in. She said, there might be something out there, you know. So being curious, we go back out slowly, look everywhere. We don't see anything. I go a little further out. We don't see anything. Looking all around, I thought, all right, well, let's just go ahead and come out and let the dog out.
Mm.
You should never do that. If the dog is nervous, the dog can always sense trouble.
Okay. Yeah.
And so if the dog's nervous, I say you keep the dog inside.
Yes, stay in the house.
Right.
What if your dog is always nervous like mine?
Oh, well, that's an issue. Is he a COVID dog?
No, he's like 6 years old now, almost.
What do you mean? Are COVID dogs more...
dogs that were bought during the lockdown because you were home with them the entire time.
So what they're more anxious because...
Yes, that's a thing.
Is it?
Oh my gosh.
Don't you just
COVID
take the dog for a walk?
Mine's just anxious in general.
This entire country has an anxiety issue. We need to do something about it. We need to get outside and explore the world.
Yes, dogs, it's a dependency thing.
What do you mean?
Because they've been home with their owner the entire two past years.
Uh-huh.
And so now that the owners are going back to work, the dog's having real issues.
Get the owner back to work.
But the dogs are having issues.
Work from the office, not working from home. Let's move this country forward, Chime. Let's get going here.
Forward.
Let's all get out of our pajamas, out of bed, and go out and do something.
But then who's going to watch the dogs?
It's been 2 years.
Right.
Get out there. Go explore the world. All right. Well, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
That is the news. By the way, quick poll up at on our Twitter feed this morning, WEEI Twitter feed. When it comes to the Boston Celtics and how you are feeling this morning after yesterday's loss. So we'll get to that and other things coming up next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.